Authorities in Haiti are making painful decisions. They're making choices about who gets assistance first after a hurricane. The United Nations says 1.4 million people need help. Hundreds of thousands of homes were damaged or destroyed. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Port Salut on Haiti's south coast.
The Dumont section of Port Salut is spread over rolling green hills that used to be rich with coconut, mango, and banana trees. But Hurricane Matthew toppled most of those trees. It also tore apart the simple cement and sheet metal houses in the area. Emmanuel Charlien is part of a team trying to tally the damage of Matthew here. Walking through a dirt road strewn with palm fronds, he points out a pile of metal that used to be a cell phone tower.
C'est compagnie Natcom, là qui était grande antenne.
Natcom, which is a cell phone company, used to have a tower right there. And the tower fell on someone's house. And it even like set a fire right after this.
Chardien cuts off the main road onto a small path. Trunks of fallen palm trees block the trail, and he has to scramble up and over them. He walks up to a pile of smashed cement with a few timbers sticking out of it.
So this is a destroyed house. This is another one. And they built a shelter here to stay. You can
see. Using like the palm leaves. They just use like some of the material from the existing house and build a shelter.
Charlien is one of about 200 volunteers who've been pulled together by the mayor's office to conduct this census of the destruction across Port Salut.
So the investigation focus is really on how many houses are totally down and how many of them like can be fixed.
In this section of the municipality, there are supposed to be 350 houses. And so far, this crew of volunteers has only found three that survived the hurricane intact. Charlien is a 23-year-old law student at the university in Port Salut. He says this survey should help the local authorities decide where to first distribute food and water. And longer term, it should help officials figure out how to rebuild this community. Given that most of the people here simply don't have the resources to rebuild on their own, Charlien says the money for reconstruction is going to have to come either from the national government or abroad.
It happens that the Haitian government have like the goodwill to help its people, but between like the means and the actual resources like to make it happen, that's two different stories.
The mayor of Port Salut, Wilson Denat-Marie, agrees that there's no way these communities can rebuild quickly on their own. But he doesn't want to see a repeat of the international relief effort that followed the 2010 earthquake. He says non-governmental agencies or NGOs came in and distributed whatever they wanted, built whatever they pleased, regardless of whether it was what the local community really needed. The mayor says it has to be different this time.
Everything has to go through the municipality. Because if you as an NGO just show up like with aid and start like giving it away, you might not find ways like to address the people who need the aid the most.
He wants to build entirely new villages with piped water, sewers, and electricity for everyone. But in the short term, the mayor says his biggest challenge is getting clean water for residents right now. A lot of people currently are getting their water from rivers and streams. There's only one road through the hurricane destruction to Port Salut. The mayor recently tried to ship in a truckload of water, but it was looted.
But it's been attacked and people have just got like all the water on the way, like, and I didn't get the chance like to bring the water to Port Salut.
So while he's trying to figure out how best to get aid to his people, and while the mayor has grand visions for what he'd like to see his city look like in the future, the challenges of carrying those out remain huge. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port Salut.